for your Wolf News Update on KWBF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 23rd. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. One day was apparently enough. The California Faculty Association has agreed to a deal with the California State University System, ending a planned five-day strike after one day. Now, the deal falls short of the 12% general salary increase the union sought for this academic year, and instead provides a retroactive 5% raise to July 1st of 2023, and provides a 5% salary increase starting on July 1st of this year. This means that students at Sonoma State University should plan on being back in class early this morning. The Redwood Gospel Mission has secured a second location and will open a new thrift store later this spring. The 10,000-square-foot space on Southwest Boulevard in Ronard Park will not only have a huge showroom of goods for sale, but will also have a processing center where people can bring their donations. The Gospel Mission currently operates one store on Piner Road in Santa Rosa. Healthcare, war in the Middle East, and former President Donald Trump divided the four candidates for California's U.S. Senate race last night. Democratic Representatives Adam Schiff, Barbara Lee, and Katie Porter, as well as Republican businessman and former Dodger star Steve Garvey, took to the debate stage at USC. There was no clear winner. The next debate with the same four candidates will be on Monday, February 12th at 7 p.m. In sports, the Warriors will take on the Atlanta Hawks at home tomorrow night. And your forecast today turning mostly sunny after morning fog. High should be in the low 60s. Tonight, increasing clouds, a chance for a shower late, overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, early rain changing over to showers. Look for about a quarter inch or so with highs in the 50s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Santa Rosa Diesel services all light-duty diesel vehicles and equipment. Santa Rosa Diesel is Sonoma County's diesel specialist in engine diagnostics and repair, oil changes, brakes, AC service, even pre-purchase inspections. The pros at Santa Rosa Diesel have almost 100 years combined experience in diesel fuel systems. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free, let you know what the problem is, and what it's going to take to fix it. That's right, if your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free. Also, with every oil change, you get a free safety inspection. Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Come to Santa Rosa Diesel for advice, diesel fuel injection sales and service, or when your diesel vehicle needs repair. 3649 Standish Avenue in Santa Rosa. Online at srdiesel.com. srdiesel.com. Having a heater problem is bad. Getting someone to look at it can be worse. Not at Same Day Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the North Bay's fastest growing home services company. It's fixed on the same day or you don't pay. Start with our introductory $29 heater tune-up. That's 75% off. Just $29. If you're tired of waiting to hear back from a plumber or furnace company, hit up samedaynorthbay.com today. Always free estimates and second opinions. Samedaynorthbay.com. That's samedaynorthbay.com.
Experience the fusion of rock and dance hits with Wonder Bread 5 at Twin Pine Casino and Hotel Saturday, February 24th. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $25 with $10 free play the night of the show. Get your tickets today at the gift shop or at twinpine.com. Twin Pine Casino and Hotel in Lake County, California, where every visit is a winning experience. Celebrating 30 years. Must be 21 and up with valid ID.
2.7, the
All right, guys, a little after 7, and we are locked and loaded with another hour of America's Greatest Hits. I've got the Cranberries on the way, Tiffany, Steve Miller Band not far away. Also got Bon Jovi, Robert Palmer, Pink Floyd, B-52s, and Journey on the way as well. But right now, it's Tom Petty on 102.7, The Wolf.
She's a good girl, loves her mom, loves Jesus. In America too, she's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. She's a good girl. It's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. All the vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
Time for another check on the roadways. We always give you traffic at the 15s and 45s from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch. How we looking?
Better news coming out of downtown. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by Taco Bell. Southbound 101 past Hearn Avenue is where we had a stalled vehicle that turned into an accident. Looks like everything is clear. Traffic is starting to get back up to speed again. Coming out of Petaluma, not so much. The Marin commute in full swing with brake lights from Castania into the Narrows and then sluggish pockets to the south end of Olam Poly Park. 38 minutes now to get into the 580 split. Petaluma to the Golden Gate, 54 minutes. In the morning, Taco Bell keeps it toned down and simple like the breakfast Crunchwrap. With fluffy egg, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla. Nothing too wild, just delicious. Taco Bell breakfast served until 11 a.m. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
The Wolf.
The Wolf.
rewinds 1977.
Reggie Jackson hits three consecutive home runs in the final game of the World Series as the Yankees win over the Dodgers. The Mary Tyler Moore Show calls it quits. In Sonoma County, the Harvest Fair Wine Competition has 191 wines featured from only 28 wineries. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1977.
America's greatest hits, 102.7, The Wolf.
Shout to the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name. We'll be right back.
for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 23rd. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. The Sonoma Marin Area Rail Transit has settled a lawsuit brought by dozens of plaintiffs who sued the rail agency claiming it illegally built bicycle and pedestrian pathways on their property. About 130 property owners were initially listed in the suit, but it was narrowed down to about 30 by the court. Smart's insurance providers agreed to pay out just over $600,000 to settle the dispute. Smart claims their easement allows them to build the pathway along the tracks. Homeowners say they lack the authority. The driver of the SUV that killed 18-year-old Oswaldo Cardenas Jr. while he was walking with friends on River Road last year was sentenced to 3 years and 3 months in prison. Alyssa Witten pleaded no contest in November to charges including felony hit and run, vehicular manslaughter, and destroying evidence as she attempted to burn her car after the incident. Prosecutors had hoped for a six-year sentence. We will see where the support for former candidate Ron DeSantis went when voters in New